With a cell phone by my right hand, a computer in front of me, music blasting through my headphones, and the newest episode of Dancing with the Stars airing in the background, I'm finally ready to start on my English paper. But not before I sneak a peek to see the last tango dance course. Not only is this scenario common in my home, it is typical across the nation. It's called media multitasking. Andrew Weaver, a telecommunications professor at Indiana University, studies media consumption. He says that media multitasking is becoming more common.
For teenagers, it's about almost 8 hours a day now, on average, that kids are engaged with some kind of media. So they're spending more time with media than they are with anything else, with school, with sleeping.
Allison Jensen, a 13-year-old, says that she's constantly on her phone, texting or calling someone. She even takes her phone to bed every night, but she says that it can be problematic.
It really distracts me, like when I'm doing like laundry or something, I will take, instead of like normally doing like 15 minutes on it, I'll do like 2 hours, because I'll be texting and then I'll have to stop what I'm doing and then text and then do it and then stop.
Weaver, who teaches courses on media psychology and has also researched the effects of media consumption, confirms that doing several things at once does not mean you're being more efficient.
Or we're just paying attention one thing at a time. We're rapidly switching back and forth. And the net result of that is that we don't focus on any one thing very well. We don't really have time to process more deeply the information that we're getting there, which is why there are several studies that show that people who multitask do worse on the projects they're working on when they're multitasking than somebody who isn't.
14-year-old Devin Young says that she always multitasks while doing homework and hasn't suffered for it.
It really doesn't like affect my grades or anything because, you know, I'm good at focusing on like two things at the same time. But it definitely makes it take a longer time.
That is not the case for Allison, however.
Ever since I got a phone, my grades have dropped like maybe like a tiny bit, but like not a lot. And well, it kind of does affect it because it's a really, really big distraction for me because I'm not good at focusing on one thing at once ever. I'm on Facebook most of the time, and I'll be, like, on YouTube and on Facebook at the same time, and I'll be, like, just chatting people and, like, doing a bunch of stuff.
According to Weaver, multitasking becomes problematic when it interferes with homework, work, or family interactions.
You know, as devices become more and more mobile and it becomes easier to get the content in different places, you know, it leaks into other areas of our life that previously were relatively media-free.
Sooner or later, Weaver says, media use will level off simply because there's only so much time in each day. He adds, however, that because media is so accessible, it's leaking into other areas such as work or school. For Y Press, I'm Min Chow.